This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. The government approved the supply of fortified rice to reduce anemia and micronutrient deficiency. Addressing a press briefing on cabinet decisions in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said this is a step towards inclusive development, ensuring nutrition security. He said the total financial implication of the scheme will be over 17,000 crore rupees. Speaking on the Vikas Bhi, Virasat Bhi initiative, the minister said India has a rich maritime heritage and this rich maritime heritage needs to be preserved and developed. He said the government has approved the National Maritime Heritage Complex in Lothal, Gujarat. Mr. Vaishnav said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on the development of infrastructure in the border areas. He said the government has approved the construction of 2,280 kilometers of road, which will be built in border areas of Rajasthan and Punjab. He said the projects will cost more than 4,400 crore rupees. He said this will improve rural livelihood and ensure easier access and connectivity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Vientiane in Laos from today. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs, Jaideep Mazumdar, said during the visit, Mr. Modi will attend the 21st ASEAN-India Summit and the 19th East Asia Summit. Mr. Mazumdar informed that this will be Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 10th attendance at the ASEAN-India Summit. He said Prime Minister Modi is travelling to Vientiane at the invitation of Prime Minister of Laos, Sonese Sifandon. Mr. Mazumdar said Prime Minister Modi, along with other heads of states in government of ASEAN countries, will review the progress of the relations between India and ASEAN. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of various development projects in Maharashtra worth over 7,600 crore rupees through video conference. Speaking on the launch of these projects, Prime Minister said that various developmental projects across major sectors have been launched and completed in Maharashtra in the last few years. He added that Maharashtra has never witnessed such speedy development in its history. The Prime Minister said that the central government has fulfilled the long-lived dream of Marathi Manas by conferring the status of classical language to Marathi. Industrialist Ratan Tata has passed away in Mumbai a short while ago. He was 87 years old. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Narendra Modi government is constantly working to strengthen the infrastructure on the border. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that central government has approved the construction of 2,280-kilometer roads in the border areas of Rajasthan and Punjab at a cost of over 4,000 crore rupees. He said this will improve the living standards of the people living in these border areas and these villages will help develop as vibrant villages. More than 34,84,000 audit reports, including about 34 lakh tax audit reports, have been filed for the assessment year 2024-25 on the e-filing portal. The Finance Ministry said that there was an increase of around 4.8% in the filing of tax audit reports as compared to 2023-24. It also added that to assist the taxpayers, the department conducted extensive outreach programs on the income tax portal to create and raise awareness among the taxpayers about filing tax audit reports. In ICC Women's T20 World Cup, India registered their biggest ever margin of victory in Women's T20 World Cup history, beating Sri Lanka by 82 runs in the Group A match at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium, Dubai, last night. This is India's biggest ever win in terms of runs in the Women's T20 World Cup. The win also helps them to go above Pakistan and New Zealand in Group A as well as cross the latter's net run rate. Earlier, Indian women won the toss and chose to bat first. Batting first, India put up a daunting score of 172 runs thanks to half centuries by star batters Harmanpreet Kaur and Smriti Mandhana. In men's cricket, India stormed to a resounding 86-run victory over Bangladesh in the second T20 international, sealing the three-match series 2-0 with a game to spare at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.